because you cannot do like this.
Shola Krishna said that matta parataram nanyat kinchi jaste dhananya. Nobody is superior than that. That is Krishna. Are you able to become superior of everyone?
If that is so, yeah. Then how is that Creator, His own creation went against and Krishna became, after His creation, to worship and become devotees of Supreme
Lord? Isn't it? For this reason, Krishna said, Janma karma chame dhivyam. Jo janati tattva, one who knows what are the activities of Krishna, he is liberation. Manasanam sahasyeshu kaschit yadati siddhaya jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vetunam padukha. So to understand Krishna, tattvata, is not possible for ordinary person.
Why waste time in understanding Krishna? Why not try to understand oneself? Krishna passed 5,000 years ago. Now ashes are there in our hands. Why not explore oneself?
That means you do not know what is Krishna.
It is oneself.
Therefore, you do not know what is Krishna. Krishna is... By Krishna, you are part and parcel of Krishna. You are Nitya. Nitya sāsatayam nāhannati hannamānusakate. So you are part and parcel of Krishna. You are Nitya. Why do you say Krishna existed 5,000 years ago? He is existing in all of it.
Then always it is there.
Yeah.
Then the best thing shine is within you, within oneself.
No, no, you are also Nitya. But you are part and parcel of that Nitya. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanam, Chetananam. The God, God is Nitya. You are also Nitya. God is also living. You are also living. Then what is the difference between the two? That one person, he is maintaining all of us. He goes a bhavana ambhidhāvipā. This is knowledge of Krishna. God is one. I am also individual. But we are many, because we are all living in Krishna. But God is one. We are controlled by God, or God's nature. We are not God.
Aren't we the images of God?
Apart from images, that is another thing that we shall discuss later. First of all, you cannot claim that you are God, because you are under the control of material nature.
It is a part and parcel of the...
Part and parcel, just like the finger, is part and parcel of my body, but it is not the whole body.
It is the body.
It is body, you can say that.
Part of body.
But part of it.
All conjoined together, it makes the whole body.
That's all
it
I...
It is separate everything.
But still, you say it is ugly. It is not the body.
Ugly.
This is one word to say many.
No. You should be... You should be sensitive. But it's like this ugly, I'm asking. Just look like it. It's my servant. Although it is part of the body, it is my servant. If it cannot serve my body, then it is disease. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God. If we cannot serve God, that is our disease. The same example, this finger is part and parcel of my body. But I ask the finger, please come here. If it cannot go, then it is disease. It is not in normal condition. So anyone who does not serve the whole, part and whole, is disease. It is not in normal condition. Therefore, because we have forgotten this relationship with God, declare ourselves as God. That is disease condition. Therefore God comes and He orders. Sarva dharma antaritajna mamekam sarananaya to me. Don't talk nonsense. That is why. That is why we agree. That is our purpose. not to artificially become God, but to agree to serve God. That is liberation.
So what if a drop submerges in the ocean, then the identity of drop vanishes?
No.
Drop when drop submerges with the ocean.
And I'll give you practical example. Let's say take rain water, solar water. So put into the sea. Does it mean the sea becomes red? That little spot may be of the kind. And besides that, margin. This is the philosophy of the Mayava. Actually, that is superficial. Just like a bird, green bird, enters into the green sea. You see that bird is swelling. Because the tree is green and the bird is green, you do not know to the separate identification. But the bird is there, separate identification. But it's not the bird has become tree. The aeroplane goes to the sky. After some time, you don't find the aeroplane. That doesn't mean the aeroplane is no more separate. It is separate. It is a defective eye that you cannot see that it has got separate Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I, you and all these kings were assembled here. We existed in the past. We are now existing and we shall exist in the future. That means individual existence will continue. He explains past, present and future. Where is American?
No amalgamation. But Parampad, that is Nirvana, or whatever we may call it.
Yes, Parampad is just like you fly in the sky, go very high. So, from here you cannot see that you are separately existing. But you are separately existing. It is my deficient eye that I see that you are not.
Identification will remain always.
Always.
Separate identity.
Therefore it is said in the Shastra. Arupcha kritchena param padam tataha patanti adha anadhita jusma dhanga jennir bindaka vimukta mali. It is said, my Lord, lotus eye, vimukta mali. If somebody artificially thinking that he has become liberated or merged into the existence, Arjuna Krishna, about which he has undergone very severe tapasya, Arjuna Krishna, which is a great difficulty, Parampara, Brahma Jyoti, Padanti, Tata, again he falls down. On earth is a dusmadanga. Just like this rascal that was going in the sky to find out a place in the Mars and in the moon. But why they are coming back? He actually, one has gone, then why is coming back?
To tell to the others that they saw something.
Similarly, you find the so-called sannyasi, not doctor, they undergo severe austerities, penances, but after some time they come to this world yet. It's because they could not get any place, they are going to come down. The Mayavadi sannyasi, they say that this dunya, jagat nitya. If jagat is nitya, you have left it, then why you come again to give some philanthropic sanity? If it is nitya, then why you come again after sannyasi? is not nonsense. If Jagat is mitha, why you are coming again? That means you could not get place in the subconscious. Therefore you come down again. That is stated in the Shastra. Arunchya Krichena Param Pama. Although severe hostilities and penances man go to the Parampa, Padantyaga, Anadita Vishnu, because he could not get shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, impossible. He must fall down to the material. Patanti Adha, that is Adhapati. As soon as a person, after undergoing severe austerity, becomes very highly elevated in the sannyas state, that if he cannot get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, then surely he shall fall down for this material activity, material enjoyment. That is the sign that he is fallen.
Lord Krishna, we have to see in a person, or we have to see the entirety as the...
Lord Krishna is everything.
Nirakar.
Why Nirakar? He says, Aham, every sentence in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Aham. So how is Nirakar? It's like you are a person. When you say, I can do this. This is a person.
Because I have no other alternative but to communicate. I can communicate only I and you. I can.
That means
there is no other way.
There is no other way, therefore you are deficient. You cannot claim that you are God. Because you have no other way. You are forced by something. So somebody is controller upon you. Therefore you are different from the God. As you say, I have no other way, that means you are dependent on something else.
But God can communicate differently.
Therefore God and you are different. That is the point. You are
why
different.
At all this started, you know?
Eh?
Why at all, say, millions, trillions years back, how it started that God created this world? Then all are
who
one
created?
In different.
Who created?
God
is there. Hmm. God you are and you are created. Or you are subordinate to God. You are also there. So Nitya, you are also existing eternally. And God is also eternally existing. But the difference between you and God is that God is maintaining everything and you are being maintained. That is the difference. You are one of the items which is maintained by God.
As long as I continue my identity, that I am so and so, I am this body, or I am a person, or Atma fitted in this body, or dwelling in this body. When I dislodge my body from Atma, then what is the position?
You are
that
different when from the body. You are different from the body. You are so. His body is temporary. You are eternal. Nitya Shashvata Nahannati Annamani Sadhu. You are Nitya Shashvata. You are never killed even after the destruction of the body. That's it. That is real understanding. But I am not this body. After annihilation of this body, I shall continue. Sadihantara Prati. Dhirasvatna Navayana. You should know that you are eternal part and parcel of God. God is eternal. That is gold and a small particle of gold. Both of them are gold. A small particle of gold, it is also gold, but not equal to the gold mine. That is real understanding. And because you are little gold.
But potentiality?
Potential different. Because a lump of gold and a small particle of gold, the value is not the same. Gold, it is quality. And not the value the same. That you can understand.
Quality-wise, it is gold. But
But quantity, it is different. God is all pervading. Isharam sarvabhutana riddhese arjuna tishto. God is all pervading. He is in everyone's heart. Can you dream in everyone's heart? Can you know what I am thinking? Then how can you come down?
There are certain people who say they are rascals.
We take them as rascals.
How
can say that you are all perfect? Can you say that? Even if you are very highly elevated, can you say what I am thinking? And how do you claim God? God is all perfect. In the Bhagavad Gita it said, Khetradvancha Bhimang Vidhi Sarva Khetresu Bhārava. You have read Bhagavad Gita. There are two khetragna. One khetragna, just like I am, you are. You are khetragna. I know about my pains and pleasure of my body. You know. But I do not know what is pains and pleasure of your body. You do not know what is pains and pleasure of my body. That is the difference. God knows. That is the difference between you and God. I will claim God. You do not know what is the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. I know pains and pleasure of my body. But either you or me, you do not know the pains and pleasure of all body. And Krishna said, Khetravancha Bhimagniti Sarva Khetresu Vara. He knows everyone's pains and pleasure. That is the difference between
them. But this is all right as long as I maintain my identity.
If you foolishly think that you have become one, that is your foolishness.
Raja?
Yes. That is foolish thinking.
So what is if I submerge myself with the entire...
Mud means you do not disagree. That is mud.
Do not?
Yeah, disagree. Just like when Arjuna was disagreed, that is his condition. That is his
identity.
Condition and when he agreed, yes, very same vachanam karam. That is identity, oneness.
Surrender.
Oneness. Not that individually he has become different. Individually he is, but he does not disagree with Krishna. That is one. That's why we are sitting here before a teacher. But so far my disciples are, they will not disagree with me. That is one. But he is individual. He was individual. He is individual. And will continue his individuality. But as soon as he accepts me as the leader, then he is agreement. That is one.
Agreement with God. Is surrender.
Yeah. Anukulena Krishna Anusaranam. To Sat Krishna, favorite. That is one. That is one.
This is bhakti yoga.
Any yoga. You are individual, God is individual. That is already explained. I told you. God said, Krishna said, me, yourself, and all these people who have gathered, we are all individuals. We are individuals in the past. We are individual now. And we shall continue to remain individual.
Even if we surrender.
Surrender means
agreement.
That's all.
And individuality will all along exist.
Otherwise, why is asking to surrender? Unless there is individuality. Why this request is there? Because you are individual, can deny it. That individually continues. But if you have love for God, then you are, yes, Krishna Vajra, for that reason. Not that he lost his individuality. Individuality is there.
Individuality remains. It seems so, that individuality remains.
And this is the fact Krishna says. What Krishna says, you have to accept. Otherwise, what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? You cannot accept Bhagavad Gita to your means. That is nonsense. He must accept as it is. That is one.
This Satya Sai Baba, he is also a disciple of Krishna. And how he produces...
Then if he is a disciple of Krishna, he would not have foolishly said that he is Bhagavan.
No, yes, in his room,
bogus.
I had been to there.
It is bogus. You cannot say, if you are disciple, just like they are my disciple, they will never say that they are equal to me. They will never say.
No, but what power he has got to produce just now?
Bad, anyone can do magic. That's it. They are juggling.
He got, you know, this Munri.
He can get anything. But that is a magician also.
Professor Sarkar, big magician. He kills people, cuts people's bodies, then he joins them.
Magic juggler.
But there are some siddhis also. With siddhis. Some people.
That is siddhi, magic also siddhi. You are successful businessman. Mm. That is also siddhi.
Yes.
That is also siddhi. Jatutamapi siddhyana. Even one is siddha. We cannot understand people. That is said. Jatatamapi Siddhyana. Even one is Siddha. Still, we cannot understand people.
He cannot understand?
Krishna.
No, but as he goes to ashram, that we have to open, everybody sits there. The big Krishna statue there. In his room, personal room, Krishna statue. That means he also.
He is at all Lord of Krishna. He never say that he is God. That is Krishna. That very asarsar is Krishna.
But Bhagavan, they don't call them Bhagavan.
They write them in the books. They don't call, but write in the books.
Now, there was one article in the Blitz where it quoted him as saying, God is man and man is God.
He said he's the incarnation for this age.
Where is the evidence? Anyone can say, I am incarnate.
Anyone can say.
What is the proof? That's why the Ramakrishna, he was an illiterate priest, and at the time of his death, he said to Vivekananda that I am Krishna, I am Lord Rama. And he accepted.
And
he accepted. Yes. ये सब चलता है। हम बोल दिया हम वही भगवान है और हमारा शिष्य लोग मान लिया, इसमें क्या लाभ? कुछ प्रूफ तो देना चाहिए। एक आदमी बोला, देखो जी हम बहुत धनी हैं, करोड़ रुपया और फटाका फटाका है, हम उसको मान लेंगे। धनी है, कुछ तो परिचय दो, दो चार मोटर कार है। एडवेंट है अच्छा कपड़ा उन्हें फटा कपड़ा और बोलता हम भगवान भीख मांगने वाला है दूसरे से मोटर भीख मांगता है वो भगवान है लेकिन ये कौन मोटर का वाइफ जा सके दिशा ये कहा भगवान वो कर People are foolish persons, they are deviated by this bogus life. That is God. Therefore, Amara is useless. Shastra mein jaye usko nahi mante hai, aisa mante hai. Koi bol diya Bhagwan hai. Sadai sajya purna Bhagwan. Jo dusre se motor bheek mangta hai Bhagwan. लोग बोल रहे हैं भगवान का दास वो जी सभी दास है हम लोग भगवान का नौकर ये सही बात और हम भगवान हो गए
नित्यान
नित्याना केशना से उस सार्वजन सभी वो सोचता है हम कभी मालिक हो जाए उसका पागलपन। वो साइडमैन जो है साइडमैन की रहता है, कोई एक मालिक को छोड़ करके और दूसरे मालिक के पास करता है, उसका काम ही रहेगा ना। जीवे स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्ण का, जिनका ये स्वरूप है सब समझ लीजिए भगवान का काम। तो जब अपने को सोचता है मैं भगवान, दैट इज हिज पुलिस एंड पुलिस पर्सन रिलैक्स। कृष्णा से मतलब पढ़कर हम नारियल देखो पीस एंड रिमेन सुप्रीम ओर है। वैदिक शास्त्र न तस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते इज ए डिस्क्रिप्शन दैट ही हैज नथिंग टू डू। न तस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते, उसको वैदिक दिखा के भगवान प्रमाण करने पड़े। वो तो भगवान 3 महीने का उम्र है, वो उतना राक्षसी आए बैठ सकता है, तो मेडिटेशन करके भगवान हुआ, भगवान बन आई लाइक हिज 3 months old at 3 years old at 300। न तस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते न तस्य समः अधिकस्य दृश्यते। नोबडी कैन बी इक्वल और ग्रेटर देन ही। इफ समबडी इज इक्वल टू हिम देन हाउ इज ओवर।
How is that the so many sages of the past, they proclaim, Aham Brahmasmi?
Brahmasmi is high, you are Brahma, because you are part and parcel of Parabrahma.
No,
that I have already told you, that gold, big gold and a small particle, that is gold. Similarly, Bhagavan Parabrahma, and we are part and parcel, that is why I am Brahma, but I am not Parabrahma. Krishna is accepted as Parabrahma by virtue. Parabrahma Param Dham Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Parabrahma. So Param, this word is used. Paramatma, Parabrahma, Parameshwar. Why? That is the difference. One is supreme and one is Savarna. Savarna is at Brahma. So you are Brahma. There is no doubt about it. That's not a Parabrahma. If you are Parabrahma, then you are making sadhana to become Parabrahma. Why? If you are Parabrahma, then you are Parabrahma always. Why you have fallen into this condition that you have to start from sadhana to become Parabrahma? That is the reason. You are not Parabrahma, you are Brahma. You are gold, a small particle. You cannot say that I am gold mine. That you cannot. Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam.
He is checking the issue. He is checking if it's time to go. Are you going to come with us also? Very good.
Bring it to God. These my disciples, they are part and parcel of me. Whole mission is going on with their cooperation. But if he says that I am equal to my Guru Maharaj, that is not fair.
Sometimes Guru desires that my disciples will rise high to me.
That means he is in lower state. That you have to accept. Awesome.
Like every father sees that his children grow.
Yes, he's still father remains father.
Father
and
remains
child.
Father, but he feels that
but a child cannot become
father. Progress.
No, no. The father may want to see that his son is equally qualified. But still the father is father and child.
Yes,
that is perpetual. Similarly, a part and parcel of God may be very powerful. But that doesn't mean he has become God.
Other traditions guru, disciple, then the disciple becomes guru, then disciple. It goes like chain.
It's not chain.
It's going on like
that. In the absence of guru, the disciple acts, but does not, he never say that I become equal or one to guru. That is not so.
I know little about this. You are that your Guru Maharaj is most teacher is there.
Yes.
And your teacher is there.
Yes.
So disciple is Guru to his disciples.
That's all right. Even Parampara Papa. The Bhadda does not become, he has become. He may be representative of Guru, representative of God, but it does not mean that he has become.
He becomes guru to his disciples.
That's all right.
As he doesn't equal to his guru.
Yeah. Represent, not equal. Represented. Not equal. I send one representative for business, and he may be very expert, doing very good business. Still, he cannot be equal to. Is acting as my representative, that another. But not that he has become the original profile.
Means your disciples, you are taken as guru.
But they will never say that they have become equal. I have a powerful image. Never. That's like this power. He's offering obeisance. He may be expert in preaching more than me, but he knows that I am subordinate. Otherwise, I will offer obeisance. He can think, oh, now I am so learned, I am so advanced. Why shall I accept it? No. That continues. Even after my death, after my disappearance, he will offer obeisance to my teacher.
But amongst his disciples, he will be worshipped.
That's all right, but he remains a disciple of his guru. You never say that now I have become guru, that I don't care for my guru. You never say. It's like I am doing, but I am also being my guru still. So I remain subordinate to my guru, always. Even though I become guru, still I am subordinate to my guru.
Qualitative guru.
Quantity is equal, I have already said, not quantity.
This I am not understanding. Will you clarify more? Qualitatively we are one.
Yes.
Quantity is relative.
Why? Do you think a grain of gold and a big gold dump is there?
Gold, I think I am also.
The gold that is accepted, quality. But if you say, this is an explanation, you must have brain to understand. There is a small particle of gold and a big gold. They are gold in quality. But the big gold is millions of dollars. The small particle, it is few dollars. This is acceptable. Theory has made people atheists. That I am God and we worship God. Very bad.
From where these things also come? This bad?
From the Vedas.
From where it comes?
Yes. Veda says, Natasya Kardyam Karanamcha Vidyate Upanishad. Natasya Sama Adhikasya Vidyate. Parasa Sati Gurudaiva Swate Sava Bhuvijnana Balakriyasa.
Who creates this Asura Bhuti? From where this dirty or filth grows?
Asura Bhuti and Sura Bhuti due to our little independence. That's why we are talking. So we do not agree, therefore we are talking. So one of us may be Asura and one may be Sura. That we do not agree. Otherwise there is no use of talking. So that is natural. That is the conditioned state. Because we are in the condition by the material nature, some of us are Asuras, some of them are Asuras. Though Bhutasadhu Loki, Daiva Asura Eva Sati. There are two kinds of man, Daiva, Devata, and Asura. Vishnu Bhakta, Bhavit Daiva, Asura Sati, those are devotees of the Lord, they are Devata. And just opposite number is Asura. Does not recognize the authority of God. He also, he himself becomes the police. That is not good. Chashagraya bhramati samhita kala chakra. Jap chakshuri is a savita, this about the sun. Description of the Brahman. Jachaksudesu Savita Sapan Prahanang Raja Samastha Suramurti Asesha Teja. Asesha Teja. Unlimited potency, energy, heating energy. Such a powerful planet. Jasya Gaya Brahmati Sangita Kala Chakra. Still it is carrying out the order of somebody. I offer my wishes to Govinda. If I say I am equal to Govinda, I can stop. Son, don't bother me, meditate. Stop. Here it will come. But then how I become all-powerful? Let me stop the activities of the son. Or at night, there is no sun. Can I ask the sun, get up? I want light to me. Is it possible? Then how I become the Lord? Nobody cares for my order.
They say those who know their Bhagavata, they call themselves Bhagavata.
Anyone can say that I know my Bhagavata. Nobody knows. I am Bhagavata, but nobody cares for me. I am Bhagavan, but nobody cares for me. What kind of Bhagavan? This is rascal Bhagavan.
When they have a toothache, they go to the dentist. Bhagavan has a toothache.
When they have a toothache, he goes to the doctor. These kind of nonsense has to stop. Otherwise, people will become atheists. Anyone can become God, anyone can become Bhagavan. But anyone says that he is Bhagavan, he can't do anything.
Somebody asked him, why you pretend to be God or Bhagavan? He clarified that it is not the creator or the, we call Bhagavan. I know by, I have realized
but
by
God says, I am the creator of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarat. This is Bhagavan.
We can go to the Prabhupada?
Yes. To the sun planet. Beginning is the sun sign.
Yes, beginning is the sun
sign. Similarly, go to the absolute truth, you begin with impersonal Brahma. That is, sun sign is impersonal. But everyone can see the sun sign is coming from the sun surface. Everyone knows that. Therefore, the sun sign is not so important as the sun glow. Similarly, Brahma Tattva Nirvishesh, Nirakar Brahma, is there.
But more important than is the localized aspect. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjuna. God is all pervading. Sunshine is all pervading. And as Paramatma, he is also all pervading. But if you can enter into the sun glow, you will meet with the sun god. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamana Humam. I spoke this philosophy to the sun god. So there is sun god. The sun god and the sun glow and the sun sign, they are one.
They are one, yes.
But different stages of understanding. Similarly, Brahma understanding, Paramatma understanding, then the Supreme Personality of God understanding. Advaita, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdam. That if you stop simply in the sun sign, that means you have no knowledge of the sun god or the sun glow. If you have simply knowledge of the sun glow, then you are not aware what is the sun god. But if you know sun god, then you know what is sun glow and the sun sign. That is what. That is perfect knowledge. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan man prapadyate. When, after many, many births, when one is actually in knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhira. When one surrenders to Krishna, understanding that Krishna is everything, that mahatma is sudhurlava, very rare. Somebody knows only impersonal Brahma, the Jnanis. Somebody knows the Paramatma, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesi. And one who knows Krishna, the stage of understanding Krishna, your knowledge is imparted. Unfortunately, if you do not refer to the authorities in the Shastra, we manufacture our own way.
No, actually, what has happened that there have been too many interpretations, you know.
And there cannot be interpretation.
No, there, you know, certain people.
That is foolishness.
That's what I say, na? Yeah. So there are so many interpretations that you get confused. Because on the same thing, some interprets in a different way.
One thing is you have to become intelligent.
Yes.
This guy, Bhagavad Gita, he said, Dharma Kutri, Guru Kutri, Shavita, Vinishwati. Now, why I shall accept interpretation in this plain words? That is my foolishness. If somebody says Dharma Kutri means this body, and Pandav means the five senses, why this nonsense interpretation?
That is it.
If you are not intelligent, then you will accept such rascals interpreting unnecessarily. Interpretation is required when things are not very clear.
Yes.
But when the things are clear, why you should accept interpretation? That is my foolishness. There is no need of interpretation. Still there. Why, if Siddhas can interpret Kurukshetra means his body, why shall I accept it?
True.
Kurukshetra is still there.
Yes.
There is no difficulty to understand. And if somebody interprets.
What will you do? 28:30.
Interpretation in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that as soon as you interpret, the whole thing is lost. So why shall I be so foolish? I shall accept something which is lost.
No, Radha Krishna had his own interpretation.
Now that may be. Why shall I accept?
His own interpretation. I mean, all the people, whosoever has...
you have made interpretation, you have to refer to the Bhagavad Gita.
True.
Bhagavad Gita says, as soon as you accept interpretation, it is lost.
Then the meaning is lost.
Lost. So under the circumstances, that means I am also foolish. Any rascal gives any interpretation, I accept. That is my foolishness. Why shall I become foolish? Radha Krishna may be a very big man, but if he does something wrong, he'll be hanged.
Shlokas are there. All the Bhagavad Gita shlokas are there.
But I must have intelligence that why this rascal is interpreting in a different way.
And Sanskrit is a language. So it has got the same...
No, it is not very difficult. Just like in the ninth chapter, Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskar. Radha Krishna says, it is not to the person Krishna. Why?
Correct.
Krishna says, just think of me, Manmana, just become my devotee, and just offer me obeisances, worship me. It is plain language. And if some rascal says, no, it is not to Krishna. Why shall I accept it?
It is not the personified Krishna.
Huh?
It is not personified.
You have read it?
Yes.
Yes, I see. I shall immediately detect that here is a rascal.
Because
Krishna says personally, and he says, it is not to the person. Just see.
But Krishna had been on this earth in flesh and bone.
That is history, Mahabharata. And all the acharyas they have accepted. Ramanujarya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka. Swayamcha, you are producing me. Arjuna accepts him. Parabrahma. You are Parabrahma. Not that because I am your friend and I am accepting you as Parabrahma. But all the acharyas, they have accepted. Manasim Tanuvasi. Because I am talking with you as a human being, only rascals they think I am human. If you think Krishna as having flesh and bone, then you become a rascal. Immediately. Abhijananti Mangamurha. Manasim Tanuvasi. Param Bhavamaja. I am not made of this bone and flesh. I am Chinmaya, I am fully spiritual. The one who does not know it, he is a rascal. So as soon as you say that he is made of bone and flesh, that means you are a rascal. So why shall I hear it?
Well, Lord Krishna came into being. I mean,
that does not mean suppose I am here. I'm driving with you. But there is difference between you and me.
True.
So Krishna comes as human being. That doesn't mean he is human being. Why don't you understand this?
That is okay. But from the normal,
that is your study. That is foolish study. Therefore he says, Abhijananti Mangamurha. The rascal thinks that I am one of the human. If he is one of the human beings, how he can say, Matta Pradaram Nanya, Kinchijasthijam? In the human society, there are big men, you are big man, I am a small man, and he is still small, he is still small, and he is still bigger. There are so many varieties. But he says, no more. I am superior than me. And there is
no. No one is supreme than me.
Yeah.
That he says, of course.
He says everything. But because we are foolish, we do not hear it. That is it.
We don't understand it.
Yes. Now you understand, but you do not accept
it. Don't accept it.
What is the difficulty to understand? God is superior. Everyone knows it. But I will not accept. You will not accept. Unless one is superior, how can be God? Therefore, you have to find out somebody who knows him. otherwise we'll be in darkness.
Overbridge.
Over.
But where we are going?
Yes.
Mahabaleshwar, from there Krishna Nadi starts.
Krishna Nadi is first.
From Mahabaleshwar. Then there is old mandir, very old mandir temple. There are five nadis are coming.
Oh.
Karmada, Kaveri. Krishna, Kaveri,
Rena. Five rivers, they say, they flow from there.
Five rivers flow from there. We'll go there. Tomorrow morning we'll go
there. Just now. The morning it was a little cold.
Yes.
Now it is very cool. It is.
But since you have been going all over the Europe and America, you must be accustomed to cold, severe cold.
I was going to morning walk when there was snow fall. I was walking on snow.
Actually, when snow falls, it is not very cold, but when there is breeze, then it is very unbearable. And May.
Oh.
All the rest
all
of
the year. Best.
May is quite hot.
Oh.
And April, say.
Beginning.
Not beginning. Say, middle of April to May end. Then in June, rain starts.
That the 50% of the revenues are spent in military.
Yes.
By a week.
Yani Guru bina pat.
Guru bina gyanat sansa guru meva vigat.
Guru bina gat nahi aur shah bina pat nahi.
This is basic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. Abhigacchet, this word is used, which says must, bidiling. This is the form of bidiling in grammar, verb. Bidiling is applied when there is no question of duality. You must. If you want to know the transcendental sign, you must approach Guru. Shrutiyam Brahmanishtam. And who is Guru? Samitpani Shrutiyam. Shrutiyam means one who is Guru by hearing from his Guru. Shrutiyam, this is Brahma. Not that all of a sudden he becomes Guru. No, that is not Guru. Guru means Shrotriyam. Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam. And after hearing perfectly from his Guru, he is Brahmanishtam. Just like Arjuna, after hearing of Krishna, his Guru, he became devotee. But was devotee, still he became perfect devotee. Brahmanishtam. This is the Guru's quality. And in the Bhagavad it is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapatyeta Jigyasu Seva Uttamam. One must surrender to Guru, who is actually inquisitive. Yes, about the absolute. What kind of inquisitive? Jigyasu Seva Uttamam. The best aim of life. Or transcendental imam. He requires Guru. Then what is Guru's qualification?
Guru's qualification.
Yes. The next line is there. Tasmat Gurum Prabandita Jigyasu Sarayuttamam Chhapi Parichan Islavam. Guru is completely in awareness all the Vedic knowledge. That is Guru. Not a lower class.
Not a lower.
Shrutriyam, one who has heard perfectly Vedas from his Guru. So, and what is the symptom that he has heard from the authority everywhere? Brahmanistam. Brahmani Upasamasrayam. The symptom is that he is completely taking shelter of the Supreme Brahma, rejecting or finishing all material things. No more material things. Brahmani Upasamasa. He has taken shelter of Brahma. Upasam. Rejecting. No more hankering after anything material.
No more hankering.
Yes.
But he has to eat. He has to eat. He has to clothe.
That is not hankering. That is not hankering.
The minimum needs of the...
So long the body is there. That is what that I have of the Goswamis it is said. Nidraharu viharakadi vijitam. One has to conquer over sleeping, eating, sex, and hearing a friendly person has come there. Because he depends on Krishna. But these things particularly conquered over. Simply little eating. Nidyahara Biharakadi. At least trying to conquer over. Sleeping, eating and sex.
Sleeping, eating and sex.
Sex.
At all or some little sleeping?
Practically no sleeping. Practically no eating and no sex.
Sleeping means actual sleeping or awareness? I mean awakening of the mind or awakening?
Actual sleeping. Sleeping means waste of time. So long you sleep, it is waste of time. Better reduce sleep.
Have to sleep sometime,
some
part of the day or part of
that
the
also time. Those who are highly elevated, they can avoid.
They can completely avoid sleeping, 100%.
No. They can, but they do not show like that.
They can. But in
otherwise, artificially one would. Like to
but in the medical theory, they will say insomnia.
Yes.
So one who can.
Like insomnia, he becomes mad. That is another. That is disease.
One of my parents' friends, she hadn't been to sleep for 7 months because of a nervous condition, and she was going crazy. I saw that.
That must be sleeping pills.
Yes.
I was in America, you know.
Western countries, tranquilizer.
So in New York, I stayed in one hotel, and every evening, that bellboy, he was keeping 2 tablets for each of us in the room. I said, I don't know what type of tablets they have done. Well, we have not slept thoroughly. Then in the morning, he came to make the bedding. So he said, sir, you have not taken these tablets? I said, what are these tablets? A sleeping pill. I said, no, I don't take it. And you could sleep? I said, yes. Then he said, can I have this? I said, yes, you can have by all means. So he took away all the pills for his own use. So, I mean, most of the people there can't sleep without this sleeping pill. Their mind is so agitated and so disturbed.
Yeah,
this material.
Sada samudvigna dhiya. In his shastra it is said, in the material world, everyone is always full of anxiety. Full of anxiety.
The more you are engrossed in material, the more anxiety
yes.
you are in.
That is explained. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asat grahat. Because he has accepted something which is asat. Asat means which will not endure such thing on account of this. He is always full of anxieties. Asat, this body is asat. Asat grahat. Because we have accepted this material body, we must be always full of anxiety. Asanna pikle sadayasadeha. Although this body is temporary, it's still so long the body is there, will suffer.
Will suffer. Yes, that has.
Klesada. Klesada means all and giving trouble. This trouble, that trouble, this trouble.
This road straight leads to Bangalore, Madras. This road goes to south, entire south.
Okay.
You can go by this road only to Kanyakumari.
Oh.
Yes, Cape Cameron, right up to Cape Cameron.
Then all the teethers are on yes, the roadside.
Last year,
very
in
good
the
road?
Month of December, I went to Rameshwaram. And
on this road?
On this road.
Oh.
And of course, I went by here to Bangalore and from there we went by car. But this road goes straight. By car to Calcutta by air, then from there to that Bhubaneswar by train, and then from there by car. Small, it is very small place. Dwarka is very small place. And in that leak was and entire area was destroyed completely. Even communications could not be restored for 3 months, you know. But Dwarka itself was untouched completely. Like on the way we found, because we went by car from here, we found roads. Everything was destroyed completely. You could see demolishing these tops of houses gone away in the cyclone, you know, and all. But Dwarka it was all.
Maharashtra province is rich, I don't think.
It is like this, that Maharashtra is industrially quite stable. But that to only Bombay and one, two cities. The rest of the Maharashtra is poor. There is not much cultivation.
But industry that belongs to the other persons, not to the Maharashtra.
Hmm?
All these Bombay industries, they belong to the outsiders.
Outsiders. Now in Punjab, for instance, now they have created sufficient wheat to cater the entire country. Sufficient wheat to cater the entire country. That is 4/5 of the total need of the country of wheat is supplied by Punjab.
It is all right.
Punjab and Haryana, now they are two, but both are together.
Punjab is the best province in India.
You know, we came and settled in Pune after partition of the country. Previously, we were in Rawalpindi. Now, the kya kira bhai? Huh? Acha.
On my way to Kashmir.
Yes. Because at Rawalpindi you could get taxis and buses. After Rawalpindi you have to go by train. Yes. Then from there you could get taxi. In those days there were yakkas also, you know, tangas also, buses.
Young age, right? I was 25 years old.
Jammu and Kashmir.
And I came back by Rao.
So you came back by Rao. You have ever, I mean, thought of spiritual bending or spiritual?
We are trained now.
Aja.
Because we belong to Vaishnava family.
Mm-hmm.
So, Radha Krishna was here. Is our family tradition. Our forefathers, my father, my maternal uncles, we are most of them. Belonging to the Chaitanya Sampradaya.
But how you entered in business, I mean?
Because we are trained up from the very beginning of our life. By my father, mother.
Grandfather also?
Yes. Our whole family. We have our family deity, Damodar. In my childhood, I was worshipping Radha Krishna deity. And then, fortunately, I got my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sanskrit. This was a good fortune. From the very beginning, we are trained now. So, in the beginning of our life, I was watching Radha Krishna and playing with Abhyatra. The same thing is being done.
No.
In a large scale. Nitya Yukta Upasana. There is no change.
People must be very curious in California when this Rath Yatra Jagannath is
here. Yes.
They must be very curious.
But they enjoy very much.
Naturally.
They enjoy very much. Those who are even not my students, they also come to me. Thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhupada. They say that. They enjoy very much. Dance like anything. And the Rath Yatra goes. They say it is life.
Mm-hmm.
They're dancing. This is life. We do not know what is happening, but we are dancing. This is life.
Dancing, this ballroom dancing?
No, on the road. Hare Krishna, dance.
Hare Krishna.
There is no need of ballroom. You become mad, dancing. Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Parau. There is ecstasy. So when the ecstasy is there, they understand this is life.
Biani.
Biani.
Here, this Birla's tea, Shiri tea, looking after chairman. Last time I was in Delhi about 2 months back, so I just talked about you that I had to meet you and we could go to Vrindavan because at that time I was told that you were there. He knew you very well. He had been to your discourses, Mr. Biani, in Marwadi. They are in Calcutta. They are tea business, export tea business. They are. Now,
we agreed on one this thing that it is very easy rather to make Indians understand the spiritual teachings of Lord Krishna, because in homes, in houses, forefathers, grandmothers, mothers, they are doing, I mean, all. But to, I mean, impart this knowledge to the foreigners, and that too, who have more or less completely, I mean, very much away from the spiritual life, very much engrossed in material life, very much engrossed. And, I mean, it was something very difficult, right? without the blessings of Lord Krishna himself.
Therefore, their fathers are charging me that this man knows something. Miss
Mesmerism. Their fathers are charging me that this man knows some mesmerism.
Brainwash.
How you entered in their hearts?
That is
Hare Krishna
mantra. Hare Krishna mesmerism. That is also mesmerism, but Hare Krishna mesmerism.
Cheta Darpuna Mahajanam. This is the process of cleansing the heart. So, if it is done properly, everyone becomes clean of all dirty things. Naturally, he becomes Krishna mantra.
I was rather very much surprised when I first met a group of about four or five devotees on the streets of Honolulu first. Because I went from this side, Japan, Hong Kong and Thailand, and then entered in America through Honolulu. Hawaii, actually. So when I went, I was just in the morning, I was trying to get the tourist bus for moving in the whole city and to see. And then on the main road, you know that main road in Honolulu? You've been to Honolulu?
Yeah.
No, acha. So on the main road...
He has gone.
Acha. So you have been to Honolulu?
Yeah.
Acha. Five devotees were having drums, dholki, and they were dancing like, I mean, in their own mood, you know. So then I had a curiosity. I just stopped one of them and I said, well, mister, I would like to know about all this. He says, yes, you come to our temple in the morning and we'll tell you all about it. But I said that, what you are, I mean, doing? Yeah, we are doing kirtan. I said, well, why at all on streets? Yeah, because these are demons. These are demons, you know. I mean, those who have absolutely no
demon.
So those who do not have any, I mean, spiritual knowledge, so we want to penetrate in their ears and through their ears in their hearts, that the name of Krishna. So that even if they don't like it, well, the Krishna name should enter in their heart. So that is what we are doing. So even if they don't like it, we are doing. So whosoever is passing by, he will have at least his ears will be accustomed to hear the name of Lord Krishna. I said, but in Gita it is said that those who do not wish to know the true knowledge, well, it is forbidden for the devotees or for the followers to tell them anything about spiritual knowledge. So, but we are not imparting knowledge to each individual by catching them. We are just going ourselves. So whosoever likes it, he can stand by us. Otherwise, we are not catching. So they replied also correctly. To this also.
Because
I said, what is this? Yeah, this. They said, this is Shikha. I said, well, what it is meant for? So he said, well, this is the, what he told me was this exactly, that the aerial of knowledge. He said, that this is the aerial of knowledge. I said, is it your own interpretation? No, but I think that, I feel that way. This is aerial of knowledge. That you come have prasadam in the morning. So next day we had to leave actually. We were in the morning busy going to airport. And then I met in New York. And then when I came to Europe, then I was sitting in one restaurant in London. And then a big group of about 15, 18, 20 devotees. They were having a good chanting, and there was
then regularly
about
go on the Oxford Street.
Yes, Oxford. On that street only there was Indian restaurant where these rasgullas and tea and all that is available. So we were sitting having our this thing, and then they passed.
Our then men, they can prepare rasgulla, samosa, kachori.
Now this Bombay Center, when I visited, Giriraji showed me, and the restaurant, that vegetarian restaurant which will be coming up. That is good. Once, I mean, is it a regular new films are being made, or only one or two films have been made so far?
We make more films. There's another one just coming up now, which explains the philosophy in more detail.
Yes.
The films were to show general activities, that was Hare Krishna people.
Sure.
The new film was to show the farming scheme that Prabhupada set up in New Vrindavan, and many other farms we have now. And there was one other film to show how the books are produced and then delivered to the public. So gradually more and more are coming out.
You know, one thing I have found that there is spotless cleanliness, you know, in the centers. Whereas in our temples here in India, even when we go to now, say, Haridwar and Rishikesh and all these, the temples, outer cleanliness, Not proper emphasis is given by the management.
This cleanliness very much. If they keep unclean, I chastise them like anything. they have learned this art. I always say cleanliness is not about me.
Cleanliness is not. Now about two years back, 2-3 of your devotees came to our house. Now, naturally, we offered them that, would you like to have coffee, tea? They said no. Then we said, would you like to have Coca-Cola? They said no. Then I said, what would you like to have? Milk? Yes. Lassi? Chach? Yes. Are you fruit? Yes. So it happened. So that Giriraj came to us twice, and twice it was this Ekadashi. No, Ekadashi day, they are not supposed to eat wheat or flour or anything. So when last we came to Mahabaleshwar, so we brought some parathas with this gobi in it.
Ekadashi.
No, we didn't know by Ekadashi. When we came to Mahabaleshwar, we opened, they said, no, we can't eat because it is Ekadashi. Then we said that, now you won't eat, so it looks odd that we should eat. But we were very hungry, you know, in the morning. We didn't take anything. We said, all right, we eat. Now we go to the bazaar and see if we could get something. Then we went to Mahabaleshwar. It was all closed because it was raining season. And then there was one shop which had bananas, you know, good amount of bananas. So we took one dozen or two dozen bananas. And then
banana is very good. You can make banana and potato boil and mix with banana and make rice pudding. And very,
how Giriraj, I will just ask you, how you sort of took to all these good things, I would say, of life? I mean, in natural form, or with some self-discipline, or with some coercion, or with some what?
was Prabhupada's mercy. I was looking for a guru. Actually, whenever I heard there was a Swami or a yogi, I would always go, even hundreds of miles. But I was never satisfied. But Srila Prabhupada perfectly satisfied all of my questions. And I liked the process, chanting, dancing, taking prasadam, offering arti. And I liked the devotees. It was very pleasing. So I immediately decided this is my real life.
No, but not taking any wheat items, akadhi, day, and all such things.
That's training.
I said, that's training.
Once we surrender to the spiritual master, then he trains us in the process of spiritual life.
Sadhu margan gamanam, adhu gurbhasram, sadhanna pichya, sadhu margan gamanam. These are the process.
Sadhu mark.
We study the shastras every morning and evening in all of our centers, so we become educated.
Four places. Haridwar, Prayag, Vrindavan.
But after every 11 years or?
No. It comes in rotation.
Rotation.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years. So there are certain adkumbis. Adkumbi.
Yes.
And then kum.
Now they actually hold every year. Magh Mela.
Magh Mela. But this is not every year one. No. This time people are.
Yeah. It is very. Atmosphere becomes a child.
Atmosphere becomes child.
Very spiritual atmosphere. Very nice.
So, 15 tarikh ko wahan par ishnan.
Haan, aap log hoga aa gaya.
Aap ja rahe hain? Kabhi jayenge?
Ab ja rahe hain 15 tarikh tak.
Acha. Aur fir aayenge kabhi?
Dus vandaag zijn we. Iran is like that. But no grain, simply sand.
These are the mountains of Deccan. They say that these all mountains are under sea.
Yes, everything was pralaya paya dijale dikaman.
यहाँ पर भी साउथ में बड़े अच्छे अच्छे मंदिर हैं।
हाँ,
या शिवा फॉर क्वाइट सम टाइम एट ए पर्टिकुलर स्पॉट दिस स्पॉट वाज शोन टू अस एंड पीपल हैव वेरी ग्रेट रेवरेंस फॉर दैट स्पॉट सो नाउ एट वन टाइम वी एक्सेप्ट लॉर्ड रामा द सुप्रीम मास्टर ऑफ ए पर्टिकुलर युगा एंड देन ही हैड टू worship Lord Shiva. So who is, I mean, supreme? Lord Shiva or Lord Rama?
Lord Rama is the Lord. Shiva is devotee.
Acha.
In fact, sometimes he was the feet of your son. That does not mean you are servant.
Sometimes?
You wash the feet of your son. But that does not mean you are the servant of the son.
So
Krishna Vainama Krishna, when Sudama Vipur came to his house, he was his friend.
So, bhaktos ke bhagat. Reply is very clear.
Krishna immediately got down from the singhasana and took his lotus, touched his feet, and Narad Muni was smiling. Naralila.
Narad Muni was smiling. ये भगवान क्या कर रहे हैं
Narad Muni knew it that he is supreme lord but he did not check it
he let lord krishna bow
Mat bhaktya puja bhutika. Krishna is pleased when his devotee is worshipped. Krishna kabhi kabhi Radharani ka pair chhuta. Radharani.
So I went to Dwarkapuri, so there is Bet Dwarka in the sea. There is one is Dwarkapuri, then about I think 10-12 miles away, there is Bet Dwarka. At Bet Dwarka, that is the residential palace of Lord Krishna and seven Ranis of Lord Krishna. They show each building, you know. Their old building. So, what was that?
Yes, he had 16,108. Krishna had 16,108 queens.
16,108 queens. 16,108. But there they show only, I think, 8 or 7.
And all are destroyed. But he had 16,000 palaces.
Acha.
And Narad Muni came to see what he is doing actually. He saw different activities. And Krishna expanded himself to 16,108. Each Rani had 10 sons.
Each Rani had 10 sons.
And their sons also. In this way, the Jadubamsa was grows.
So there was one story that Lord Krishna was going on Rath. And then he had to be at the place of horse, at the Rath, because of some shrap of some muni, that is Nivellan there. The other one, other one. Down, lower. So we get frustrated that where the first apple came, I mean, where the very seed of first apple planted on this earth planet
Bijang
came.
Sarvabhutana. Krishna answered this question. Bijo ham sarvabhutana. I am the original seed of
everything. Otherwise, it is very difficult that where from. The very first seed came.
And he says another place, Ahang Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhava, Iti Matya Bhajante Ma, Udha Bhavu Sarvam. Vasudeva Sarvame, Sa Mahatma.
Main hu sam.
Everything is answered in Bhagavad Gita. আমাদের এই বসুন্ধরা ধনে ধন্যে ধন আর ধন ভরি হইয়া তাহার মাঝে আছে দেশে সকল দেশের সেরা আউট অফ অল দিস কান্ট্রি দ্যার ইজ এ ফার্স্ট ক্লাস কান্ট্রি মাই কান্ট্রি ইন্ডিয়া ধনে ধন্য পুষ্পে ভরা আমাদের এই বসুন্ধরা তাহার মাঝে আছে দেশ এক সকল দেশের সেরা যদি ইন্ডিয়া সকল দেশের সেরা
ইন্ডিয়া
সকল দেশের সেরা বেস্ট অফ অল আদার
কান্ট্রি
এসা কি হয়
হ্যাঁ
ইন্ডিয়া কো শ্রেয় মিলা সারা অল সেন্টস
অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইন্ডিয়া ইজ দ্য বেস্ট কান্ট্রি দেয়ার ইজ নো ডাউট
দেয়ার ইজ নো ডাউট
ইন দিস বয়েস দিস ইন্ডিয়া
পুণ্যভূমি
রিলিজন আগর স্টাডি করার ইন্ডিয়া কমিউনিস্ট ভি স্বীকার করতে ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু স্টাডি ইন্ডিয়া রিলিজন দেন গো টু ইন্ডিয়া দিস বয়স ফ্রম ওয়েস্টার্ন কান্ট্রি They come to India not to learn the so-called science. They may not in their country. They do not come here how to manufacture an aeroplane.
For technology we have to go there.
There is no need.
No need.
No need. No need. You are right.
It is simply bogus.
Bogus.
The first thing you require, you have got this body, you have to eat something. And you have to dress yourself. You can get from this land, keep some cows, grow your agricultural product, also cotton, then all economic problems solved. And save time and understand what is your relationship with God. That is India. This is Vedic civilization.
This era happened in the past, similar?
Oh, yes. India is based on this principle.
Well, in every era, demons and good people
that
must
is,
be.
That is there.
Always must be there, yes. The ratio may be different.
Yes.
That bad and good matra may be different.
But India is specially meant for understanding God. That is India's. Just like this place, such a nice place, automatically you remember God.
You will like this place, this Panchgini where we are going now. A wonderful, peaceful place, very peaceful. The atmosphere you like.
Live peacefully. Save time, can't reach. This is my mission.
The requirement of every human being is
very simple.
Very simple. But all these, you know, these added.
That is asuri.
Asuri, yes.
That is asuri. To increase artificially necessities of life and become entrapped. Tate vidu sartha gata ye vishnu durasayaji vairathamani antajathandai lupaniyamana sevi shatantra urudami bhagya. These rascals, they do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is to go back home, back to God. That they do not know. They are trying to adjust things by material arrangement. Nate vidu sarthagati vishnu durasaya. This hope will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. Nate vidu sarthagati vishnu durasaya de vairathamana. This material energy is the external energy of the Lord. So they are enamored by the external energy. They have no information of the internal energy. Sarusvati. Just like every one of us in the condition today, we are busy with this body, external energy. And the internal energy, the soul is there. We have no information.
No information.
Although we practically daily see that's why the internal energy is off. It is nothing but as good as the stone. The Bhairathamana. They are giving importance to this external energy. Annajathan Vaikupaniyaman. And they are being encouraged by the so-called leaders to give stress on this external energy. Although they are tightly tied with the laws of nature. The laws of nature will finish this body, but still they are attached to this body. Annajathan Vaikupaniyaman. I had been to that Gandhi's place.
Gandhi's place,
yeah.
Varda.
Varda. But I saw his cottage and everything. So I think that this is the, after all, he wanted to lead a very simple life in the cottage. Why declare war against the British? What is the message? बोलिए हमारा क्वेश्चन ठीक है
अच्छा ठीक है
तुमको चाहो ये कॉटन में ही रहना है ब्रिटिश शासन ने मैं डेटेड यू और ऑब्जेक्ट द विलेजर्स वर यू यू सी यू नो व्हाट वाज व्हाई सो मच एनर्जी वाज एंगेज टू ड्राइव अवे द ब्रिटिश
नो ही वांटेड द कंट्री टू बी फ्री from the foreign rule.
What freedom we have got?
that is a different thing.
that means we do not get such information from Bhagavad Gita that make your country free. Hey, why you took Bhagavad Gita and did this business? Mislead me. He took Bhagavad Gita and is busy declaring war. You can politically sometimes required, but the thing is that if your ideal is to live very simple life, follower, Jawaharlal Nehru, he did not take up this.
He used to stay in Bhangi colonies, Gandhi. Huh?
And he was killed in the Mandika. No, he was killed in the Billa.
Yes.
And there is not a single picture of Krishna. Although he was thinking, this is my life, Bhagavad Gita, without Krishna. What is this?
Bhagavad Gita without Krishna.
ever committed a third chapter?
No. Any chapter. Beginning is Bhagavan Ubad.
Bhagavan Ubad.
Now, how you can discard Bhagavan? This is going. Andhagatandhi Rupaniya Mahana. Sebi Satantra Uruda.
Use Bhagavad Gita for political purposes. Political purposes.
That is political purpose you may, but even politically, Krishna is the supreme. Siddhasa Mahamanusmara. Fight, but always remember me. That is politics. Krishna never says that he forget and fight. Siddhasa Mahamanusmara. This is. Krishna never says that you give up politics. Actually, the battle of Kurukshetra is politics. But still, Krishna is there. How you can discard Krishna?
Yes, battle of Kurukshetra was for
politics. Senaya Rubhaya Matte Sapa Katha Me Ochi. Senaya Rubhaya Matte. It is the two soldiers. Keep my chariot, my dear Krishna. Achyuta. He is addressing Achyuta. Achyuta, Krishna agreed to become his chariot driver. Therefore, he is purposely using this Achyuta, because I know you are the Supreme Lord and I am ordering you. But because you promised that you will carry my order, Achyuta, you will never fail in your word. God's another name is Achyuta. God never falls down. This is Mahabadi theory that I am God, now I am fallen down. That is wrong thing. How God can fall down?
Achyuta.
If God falls down, he is not God. Dog falls down, not the God.
But then he is, how can he be supreme if he can?
Yes. Namam karmani limpante. Name karma paraspriya. I have nothing to do. Neither, even if I act, the resultant action does not affect me. But we are all karma phal vadya. So how God and myself can be equal? Karmana daiva netrena. There is daiva, there is superior arrangement. According to my karma, I get a different type of body. Karmana daiva netrena jantar deha upavati.
But when I surrender my karmas to Almighty,
then I am Prahma Sarvapahavipamakus, then Krishna takes care of me.
Then those karmas don't affect...
Karmani niddhati gintucha bhakti vaja. Those are bhaktas. Their karmas are finished. Krishna says, ahantam sarva pāpi bhaktas. Devotee is not under karma form.
Devotee is not under karma form.
Mahatya jabhyāri chāyī bhakti jogena sevata sagunāra samadhita yedhār brahma bhūyāya is brahma, immediate, liberated soul. Without being liberated, nobody can be engaged in devotion and charity.
Then if one understands aham brahmasmi.
No, simply does not understand aham brahmasmi, but he engages himself in devotion and service. That is not the end. Simply by understanding that I am this, that is not sufficient. I am this and this is my duty.
I am this and this is my duty.
Yes.
That is what is.
That is liberation. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Sochati Na Kaasati Sama Sarvesu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Parah. That is perfection of Brahma. Okay.
But in the final analysis,
final analysis, devotional side,
the Parampath, they even advocate, means Lord Krishna advocates, that all Ichha, in every type of Ichha, Ichha of even no, Mukti.
That is negation.
Negation.
Just like you become free from fever. So the symptoms of fever
finished.
But your healthy life begins. And after submission of the fever, still you lie down. That is not cure. Cure will be recognized when you work in your healthy state. That is bhakti. After becoming Brahma Priya, the activities should be devotional service. Then it is healthy life, liberated life.
Without any akanksha.
Yeah. Akanksha is also there. That akanksha is different. That akanksha is how to please Krishna. That akanksha. And the materialist says, the akanksha is how to please my senses. And the liberator says, how to please Krishna.
Lord, one does not please one's own ego also to some extent.
It is just like if you put water on the root of the tree, now all the parts of the tree, they become sensitive. Automatically. If you put food in the stomach, all the parts of your body become sensitive. That is automatic. You don't require to make a separate endeavor. That is not.
Is there any difference between the ego of a person who is, collecting money or material things all his life, or a person who is giving all the material things for the service of the humanity at large? Is there any difference between the two?
You have to give your fruits of the result of your fruitive activities. Either you give to yourself or to your brothers and sisters, it is the same thing. Expanded. Just like a child eats, but when he's little grown up, he gives to his brother also. But the principle is the same. But when you give everything to God, that is liberated.
That is liberated. Jat
karosi, jat juhosi, dadasi, jat kurusya tadva darpanam.
Meaning?
Whatever you do, you give to me. Whatever you eat, you give to me. Tadasnasi. Dadasi jat. You want to give in charity, you give to me. we have to cross this hill?
Yes, we have to cross the hill. And then we have to again go on plain, then to cross another hill. But they are small, I mean, hardly 3-4 miles. We have already crossed one near Pune. That was also a small one. This is called Khandala Ghat. That was called Cottage. Some cottage rishi had on his name.
Love.
Or Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. And Bombay.
Now, in March, it will be completed. Krishna Center.
It will be almost completed. We will open. Everything will begin our activities.
Have they come?
March.
They say it will be a unique temple in Bombay.
January. The younger son who went to factory this month, he is getting married. And we are going, taking Bharat from here to Juh. There is Hotel Harrison there, near Krishna land. Hotel Harrison. So the Bharat will be staying there in Harrison. And then from there, procession will be going to Sun and Sand. Hotel Sun and Sand. So on 24th. Whether you will be in Bombay or not, 24th January.
Mela. Because Kumbh Mela is there.
That auditorium.
Yes, auditorium.
So this road goes to Bangalore straight. So we go to Mahabaleshwar. This is site.
Bangalore, how many miles?
Total from Pune, 520 miles. Then you go from here on this road only to Goa also.
Goa?
Goa, yes. Go to Madras. We are going also on this road. Dholak. Some pillar will give, I mean, sounds of different, you know, instruments of music.
This is called musical sound. Jal Taranga. Jal Taranga means vibration. Different vibration. Still there are, among the musicians, there are artists, they'll put violins and make a divine tune by filling it with water.
This place is full of tourists from Bombay, from all of Gujarat. Panchgani is one place and 12 miles difference Mahabaleshwar. Both are it is twin city like Secunderabad, Hyderabad. In the morning when you go for walk, you'll find local ladies getting load of food from collected from the forest and taking. I mean, very that old type of, you know, like. This place. I visited Switzerland, I visited almost every hill station of the country and almost practically entire world, you know. But I find this place of a different solace. And second, it is very neat and clean.
Maharashtra is very neat and clean. Upper class, good me.
Good man.
Good man from worldly point of view.
Aja.
But from spiritual point of view, in the lower stage. Good means the lower stage.
Lower stage.
Yes. Then Jnani, then Yogi, then Bhakta.
More a politician.
Yes, Gurmi means this, how to enjoy this world. Whole life we have struggled how to enjoy this, how to enjoy myself, how to allow my man to enjoy. This is Gurmi platform. Everyone is doing that. Everyone is working hard for himself, for his family.
Yes.
And expand the family for society, and expand the society for the nation. That is Gurmi plan. Gandhi, you know, they're all. There is no question of spiritual
action. Krishna River, you just see how small it is and how big it becomes later on. This, in the rainy season, this road is closed because this whole water comes up, you know. Now it is just a small river. This is Krishna.
Ah. Yes.
And it comes just opposite our place, from where it starts, from the mountain. Here is the place called Vai. This was also one of the biggest Sanskrit University in the older time, like that of Takshashila. And Sarnath, near Sarnath, what is that place? Not Sarnath, up there in Bihar, that place. That was also a very big university, no?
Takshila?
Not Takshila, was in Punjab, that side. In Bengal, Bihar, that I visited that.
Darbhanga.
I visited that. So this was the seat of very old temples, oldest temples in this place, this Vai. And they say this is one of the oldest of the oldest towns or cities of the country. Small place, Tasil, with a population of about 10-15,000 people. All the temples are in the Krishna River. In the Krishna River. Whatever I am today, that is all due to my past karmas, good or bad, I mean,
whatever.
And whatever I am doing today, that I'll have to reap the harvest.
You're getting the nice
in the future
position.
Now, that means that I am bound by my past karmas.
Yes.
My destiny, my fate is tied with the past karmas. So I have no other go but to have the phal of past karmas?
Yes.
Or can I change my fate?
Enjoying the past karmas.
Yes.
And you are creating
the new karmas.
New
karmas. But can I? Then this is means a circle that I'll always be.
Karma chakra.
Karma chakra. So how can one be by out of this chakra?
That chakra you surrender to Krishna.
Surrender to Krishna. And put all the karmas.
Yes, to, he says, you surrender, I square up all your karma.
I square up. then only square up, otherwise no. Otherwise continue in this vicious circle.
Dhanma sasa parantapa mang aprapya nivartante mitya sansara bhakti. Karma chakra is mitya sansara bhakti. One after another, one body after another, one body after another. This will continue. If you don't come to Krishna, then nivartante mitya sansara bhakti. You have to return again to that karma chakra.
The only way out is to surrender
to, to accept Krishna, that you are my Lord. I forgot it. I surrender. Kindly accept.
How to surrender?
Surrender is six items. That
six items?
Yeah. If I surrender to Krishna, He will give me protection. I am one of His servants. And whatever He does, accept it.
Good or bad?
There is no bad. Everything is good. And you must accept what is favorable to Krishna, to reject what is not favorable to Krishna.
But and what is favorable to Krishna? How one knows?
Krishna says, do that. Krishna says, man mana bhava mat bhakta mat jani man Krishna. Always think of Krishna. Become a devotee. Offer obeisances. It doesn't require any extra endeavor. Whatever you have got, you can do it. You can think of Krishna without any impediment. Who can check it if you think of Krishna? This is favorable. And what is unfavorable, and that should be rejected. What is favorable, that should be accepted. To believe firmly that now I am surrendered to Krishna, He will give me protection. But dog has not a quality that he surrenders to his master. If master is a Vaishnava, then dog has the devil. Mangi paas na paas, mat para, maya saktam, manaprata, yogan, yanjan, mat para, mat para. But the process is that everyone can surrender. That I shall act only what is favorable to get Krishna's mercy.
Get Krishna's mercy?
Yes. And I shall not act anywhere which is not but favorable to Krishna. These are two determinations. And then, because I have surrendered to Krishna, He will give me protection. Believe in it. Krishna says, Aungta sarva paapi mamma Krishna. Believe in it. Now I have surrendered to Krishna. My all resentful action of sinful life is finished. I will not commit anything.
In this
way. One surrenders, how do you know that the Krishna has accepted?
That we will understand. It's like if we eat, we will understand that you are eating. Nobody has to convince you. You convince.
The taste of the pudding is by eating. not by simply telling.
When you eat, you haven't got to ask somebody else. Do you think I am happy? You will feel yes. Bhakti parishano bhava virakti annatrasya. If you are actually devotee, then you will be successful to all material things. Of the mountain.
Yes, it was declared mouse of the mountain. Bhavani Devi.
Yes, if you want material power, you must be worship of Durga.
And if you want spiritual?
Vishnu.
Vishnu. Balaji is a Vishnu.
Vishnu.
But then Vishnu incarnation, Krishna, then Vishnu's incarnation.
Vishnu is everything.
Yes.
If you want material power, you can get it from Vishnu.
Material power from Vishnu?
Yes. Vishnu can give everything. Akama sarvakama ma moksha kama udharati. Deep brain of Bhakti Yogena Jajeta Paramam Purush. Paramam Purush is Vishnu.
Vishnu can give the power of
everything.
Bhakti also?
Yes, Bhakti is. Generally, it is Bhakti. If you want something other than Bhakti, you can get it.
Of MRA, Moral Rearmament. I phoned him for yesterday. So that Raj Mohan Gandhi is away, not here. But there are other people are here. We'll visit this sometime during the day. These days, one conference is going on. 130 from 130 countries. Some conference.
Yeah?
Yes. What is the subject? I don't remember.
No, you may not know it, and this will do never any benefit.
Now this is Panchgan.
Ah.
Starts from here.